And last night, the Lady Beavers are up in Colby, and they took on the Lady Eagles. Had a great comeback there in the fourth quarter, but fell 1 point short there, 53-52, and a wild finish there inside the brand-new Colby Event Center. We got a couple of the guards joining us here, the three-point threats, a couple of them, and starting off with senior Tori Forden. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, all of a sudden, your threes have been going in lately. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I am enjoying it, though.
Well, that's good, but yes, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yes.
But no, it's been you've had a increased role of playing time the last few games, and what do you think that's maybe attributed to?
Oh, I don't know. I was excited to go in. I know that when she puts me in, I'm supposed to do my job and give whoever I need a break, and you know, just do what I can. If I'm wide open, I'm gonna pop it.
All right, pop, lock, and drop
it.
Oh
yeah, you know it.
Yes. All right. Well, you've done that the last few games, but also you've been kind of down playing it on the block on defense as well. And sometimes you're the smaller one. But
yeah.
What's that like to have to adjust to that?
Good. I know if those big girls are on me, I know they're going to shove me with their elbows and their shoulder. I'm just going to fall over and at least try to take a charge.
Yeah, like, ah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to get into it, right?
Yeah.
But no, but how, I know maybe record it hasn't been as fun, but overall, are you enjoying your senior year of basketball?
Yeah, it's, and I know it's coming to an end here soon, and it's a little tearjerker, but I don't know. I had a good time. I really did.
Yeah. Well, you got senior night next week, and that's against Goodland, then sub-state first round on the road there. And what are some things that you hope to take away from the next few games?
You know, just try as hard as I can and don't give up and make sure to keep the girls encouraged and keep their heads up if they're not, you know, shooting very well or playing good defense. You know, just keep it encouraged no matter what happens.
All right. What's been your favorite game this year?
Oh, you know, Adam, I'm going to have to say the Hugoton JV game. Uh-huh. And the Holcomb varsity game.
Yeah. Is that the JV game for Monday night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had two buzzer beaters.
You had two buzzer beaters.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the one half-court shot at the end of the first, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So when you launched that, what was that thought process?
Honestly,
like?
Honestly, I was just launching it and run right to the locker room, whether I made it or not. So I was
right.
Like, whatever.
Awesome.
And then it went in, so that's
yeah,
cool.
Even better.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun watching you continue to improve throughout the year here, and hopefully we've got quite a few more games left
yes.
here, Tori.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming
Thank
up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Tori Ford. It'll be sophomore guard Erica Felker now joining us here. She had a big night last night, and it's good to see her going back again there. And Erica, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. I know it was a tough loss, a little bit of a heartbreaker last night against Colby there, but, man, what a dramatic finish there, and you kind of helped lead that charge in that fourth quarter especially. What seemed to kind of work for you guys in that final period?
Oh, I don't know. I think we really figured out who we needed to stop, and we mm-hmm. shut them down, and I don't know. My shots just started falling, so that helped.
That helps a lot there, but I know there you had to feel like you were getting some pretty good looks there in that first half there, and it was kind of one of those deals where you kind of had to shoot through it just to kind of get going again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Just had to keep pushing through.
It's kind of a wide open gym there at Colby there at that Event Center. Did you kind of like that or?
I thought it was different. It was definitely a different experience, mm-hmm. and just like it was open, so everything was like expanded. But
yeah, no. It seemed to work pretty well there for you, and it was kind of you and Amber really scoring the bulk of the points there in the second half, and. It was almost like she was the drive of the slasher. You're the one that was just making all the threes there. And that was kind of some pretty good teamwork, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was.
You know, and being down as big as you were in the second half, how tough was it not to maybe get too impatient?
Oh, I think we just had to know when our run was coming, and we just 1 point at a time, not take it more than a little at a time.
It's been an awful tough stretch here this January and February. Some pretty tough opponents that you guys have faced here. But what are some things maybe you've taken away from the season here so far?
I think just keeping strong and not getting down on yourself and just, like, pushing through all the hard things that happen.
Well, it's definitely been fun, but you get one more home game next week against Goodland. I know you're probably looking forward to that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right. It's been a good season for you, Erica, and congratulations on a great season so far, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Erica Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we talk with head coach Amy Felker here, and coach, a heartbreaker of a loss last night, but you guys battled, and man, Colby, it was just kind of one of those deals. They just could not miss from three-point range.
You know, we let the Curry girl get hot, and then once she gets hot, she's just going to shoot forever. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew Brooklyn Jones was going to do what she did. You know, I actually felt like we contained her about as good as we could have. We just let Curry get too hot, and that kind of hurt us, but you know, overall, they adjusted to what we needed to do, and, you know, they were able to make a run there at the end.
Yeah, down by 12 in the third quarter, you know, sometimes that's just – that's a mental block there. It's like, man, that's a long ways to catch up. But your players just kept playing and kept playing, and, you know, I thought they were patient when Colby was trying to, you know, really take a lot of air out of the game there in the fourth quarter. And you had to be pretty proud about how you guys were able to really come back and fight there.
You know, I really appreciate these girls. You know, they don't ever quit. They just keep battling little bit by time. They worked hard on defense. You know, they started really shutting the two good ones down, and we were doubling when we needed to double, and we were making other people take the shots that weren't ready for it, and we were really getting the rebounds. And then offensively, we just got the shots that we wanted, and everybody just contributed well.
All right. Well, it's been a great season. I know it's been a good season. You guys have had some success at times here this year, and some times where it's been a challenge as well, just the schedule and just, man, what have you guys maybe been able to do to kind of try to fight through some of that adversity?
You know, we just got to continue to improve. You know, we just got to keep working hard and trying to keep people's attitudes high and that kind of stuff, and be a good teammate for each other and make each other look good. But, you know, all these tough losses and tough opponents, you know, that's only going to make us better for this late stretch in sub-state. So, you know, hopefully, you know, people overlook us and think that we're not going to be any good. And maybe, you know, we can surprise some people and play tough through the late stretch in February.
Well, you get a week off. Is it kind of nice to have a little bit of a week off here?
Well, it's definitely nice to have a Friday off because we had these two games early in the week. So it's nice. The girls are getting lots of shots, and, you know, we're working on our defenses really hard right now. So they're really hitting the time in the gym and working hard, and they want to finish the season strong.
And it's just kind of it's been interesting here that, yeah, you get the week off here, and then you get Goodland next Tuesday to wrap up the regular season. Hard to believe, isn't it?
I know. You know, at the first I was just like, oh, the season's, you know, stretching out. You know, it's taking a long time, and then all of a sudden it's almost over. And, you know, it's just hard to think that this year I have some seniors that I have to say bye to and stuff like that. But it's just really going fast here late. And, you know, we just got to play one game at a time and just keep pushing and trying to survive as long as we can and keep advancing.
As it, I mean, it has to feel weird tonight, doesn't it? You're supposed to be in a gym playing basketball. I mean, that's the way it's been all week.
I know. But I'm ready. I'm ready to get to bed early tonight. These two road games have been a little tough on everybody, I think.
I'm with you there as well here. As once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, our Scott City Coaches Show here on Mix 94.5. Thanks as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.